Welcome to Lots of Love Ministries. We have just moved into a new year. It is already January 5th, 2025. Today, I want to talk about when life keeps knocking you down and finding strength in seasons of setback. Life has a way of teaching us that success and setbacks often travel together. You finally finish that project you've been pouring your heart into, and suddenly you're hit with the flu. Your garden starts blooming, but your car breaks down. You make progress on your dreams, and unexpected bills appear. It's enough to make anyone wonder if they're caught in some cosmic game of snakes and ladders. Maybe that describes to the T 2024 was like for you. I know for me, that is exactly how 2024 was. But we look to the Lord and the Bible in seasons of setback for both help and encouragement. These patterns of one step forward, two steps back aren't new to human experience. Job, who knew a thing or two about setbacks, went from having it all to losing everything. His children, his wealth, his health, and what felt like an instant. Yet his story isn't just about loss. It's about the complex reality of human resilience and divine purpose. It's about trusting Yahweh as a God who knows what he is doing and who is faithful to restore all that the enemy has taken. If we continue to trust in the Lord who is faithful. Job, he refused to curse God and die. His wife told him, "Why don't you just curse God and die?" But he couldn't do it. God is God. Blessed be his name. The Apostle Paul wrote about his own struggles with persistent challenges. "Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. For my power is made perfect in weakness." That's found in 2 Corinthians 12, 8 through 9. But Paul's experience teaches us something profound. Sometimes the setbacks aren't removed, but we're given strength to move through them. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Amen. Here's what the Bible teaches us about handling these situations or seasons. First, acknowledge the reality of the struggle. The Psalms are filled with honest laments about life's hardships. David didn't pretend everything was fine when it wasn't. And we don't have to either. In Psalm 13, 1 through 2, he cries out, "How long, Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me?" There's something freeing about this kind of raw honesty with God. Trust me, he can handle it. If you feel like you're at your wit's end, be like David. Cry out to the Lord. Maybe even use some of the Psalms. I've done that in the past. Prayed the Psalms. When I've gone through difficult times, found a Psalm that spoke directly to my situation and prayed it back out to God, just like David. Second, remember that setbacks don't equal abandonment. James 1, 2 through 4 takes an unexpected angle. "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance." This doesn't mean we have to enjoy our struggles, but rather that we can trust they're not meaningless. They are opportunities to grow in our faith and trust in the Lord, a Savior, who loves us and died for us. But I can tell you, sometimes we do feel like God has abandoned us when we go through a difficult season. We say, "Lord, where are you?" And he answers us, "I am here. I will never leave you or forsake you, even to the end of the age." The prophet Jeremiah offers another perspective in Lamentations 3, 22 through 23. "Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Even in the midst of Jerusalem's destruction, Jeremiah found hope in God's daily renewal of mercy. This is part of a song that we sing. Great is your faithfulness. Your mercies are new every morning. I have to remind myself about this often. But practically speaking, this means take it one day at a time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus. That's all I'm asking from you. It's a song. Yeah, just one at a time. Every day. Even the Bible tells us, sufficient for the day is its worries. Don't worry about tomorrow. And Jesus taught us to pray for our daily bread, not yearly provisions. Wow. That's an eye-opener right there. Daily bread, not yearly provisions. Selah on that for a minute. When setbacks pile up, focus on the next right step rather than the entire staircase. Amen? Look for the small mercies. For me, that means when the chicks hatch, celebrate that moment fully, even if other challenges arise. Each good gift is worth acknowledging, regardless of what follows. What that means for you is celebrate each step forward, even if what follows is a step back in another area. Build a support system. The Bible consistently shows people supporting each other through hardship. Moses had Aaron and Hur to hold up his arms during battle in Exodus 17:12. Paul had Timothy and Silas. You need people who can both celebrate your successes and support you through setbacks. Keep an eternal perspective. Paul writes in Romans 8:18, I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. This doesn't minimize current struggles, but places them in a larger context. Remember that growth often happens in the valleys, not the peaks. Just as muscles grow stronger through resistance. And then we know that without pain, there is no gain, right? Character often develops through challenges. The Bible calls this process refinement. And 1 Peter 1-7 tells us, these have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor. So what 1 Peter 1-7 teaches us that when we go through trials and tribulations, it's to prove that our faith is genuine. Faith without works is dead, is one word verse. Sometimes we have to work through trials and tribulations to prove our faith. Amen? And then when we come out the other side victorious, it results in praise and glory and honor to God, who empowered us and strengthened us and helped us through that situation. When household emergencies derail your progress on a project, like it has for me when writing my books or building a pig pen, when illness follows achievement, when human unkindness tarnishes your joy, remember that you're not alone in these experiences. The biblical narrative is full of people who face repeated setbacks. Joseph in prison, Ruth as a widow, Daniel in exile. Their stories don't end with their setbacks. And neither does mine. And neither will yours. The key isn't to avoid setbacks. They're part of life's fabric. But to develop resilience through them, as Isaiah 40:31 promises. Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Wow, I need that promise right now. You may not be able to control when setbacks come, but you can control how you respond to them. Each time you choose to get back up, to begin again, to keep hoping and working and believing, you're building something viable, a resilience that can't be taken away by circumstances. In the end, perhaps that's part of God's purpose in allowing these patterns of setback and progress. Not to discourage us, but to develop in us a deeper kind of strength, a more authentic faith, and a character that can weather any storm. So as we have left 2024 and have entered into 2025, let us continue to persevere through setbacks and continue to move forward. Amen. Luke 13:23-25 tells us, and someone said to him, Lord, are there just a few who are being saved? And he said to them, strive to enter through the narrow door. For many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able. Once the head of the house gets up and shuts the door, and you begin to stand outside and knock on the door, saying, Lord, open up to us. Then he will answer and say to you, I do not know where you are from. As we step into 2025, these words from Luke 13 carry a particular weight. They're not just about salvation. They're about the urgency and intentionality required in our spiritual journey. Jesus tells us something profound here. Not enough to casually seek and show mild interest. We must strive. The Greek word agonizomai literally means to struggle, to fight, to labor fervently. Think about that word, strive. It's not a gentle suggestion. It's not a casual stroll through the park. It's the kind of effort you see in an athlete training for the Olympics or a student pulling an all-nighter before a crucial exam. It's purposeful, intentional, and often difficult. Working through the patterns of setback and progress trains us in striving to enter. The narrow door Jesus speaks of isn't narrow because God is stingy with salvation. It's narrow because the path of true discipleship demands something from us. Our whole selves, our complete dedication. It's narrow because it requires us to shed the excess baggage of worldly compromises and half-hearted commitments. As we leave 2024 behind and forge ahead into 2025, this passage challenges us to examine our approach to faith and perseverance. Are we merely seeking? Are we truly driving? Are we knocking at the door while it's open? Or are we waiting until it's too late? The sobering reality is that there will be those who, as Jesus says, will seek to enter and won't be able to. Not because they didn't have the opportunity, but because they waited too long or approached it too casually. They'll knock on the door saying, Lord, open to us. But we'll hear those haunting words. I do not know where you're from. This isn't meant to frighten us, to wake us up to the urgency of our spiritual journey. Every setback we face, every obstacle we encounter is an opportunity to demonstrate whether we're merely seeking or truly striving. Are we allowing our difficulties to push us through that narrow door, or are we letting them push us away from it? The beauty of this passage is that while the door is narrow, it is open. While the path is difficult, it is clear. While the standard is high, we have a helper. We can navigate 2025 with all its challenges and setbacks, but not by just persevering for perseverance sake. We're striving towards something specific, a deeper relationship with Yahweh. a more authentic faith, a life that bears witness to the transforming power of Yeshua. Each setback we face this year isn't just a problem to overcome. It's an invitation to press more firmly through that narrow door. When financial struggles come, they're an opportunity to trust God more deeply. When relationships strain, they're a chance to practice Christ-like love. When plans fall apart, they're a moment to surrender our will to His. The message is clear. Don't wait. Don't assume there will always be time. Don't think casual interest is enough. The door is narrow, but it's open right now. The path is difficult, but it is available right now. The invitation is challenging, but it has been extended right now. And it will continue to be extended every time you face a setback. Will you push through the narrow door, or will you be pushed back into the world in carnal ways? As we move forward in 2025, let's not just persevere through setbacks. Let's use them as stepping stones toward that narrow door. Let's allow our challenges to strip away everything that makes the door harder to pass through. Our pride, our self-reliance, our worldly attachments. Let's make this year not just about surviving our setbacks, but about allowing them to shape us into people who can pass through that narrow door. Remember, the same Jesus who warns us about the narrow door is the one who said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." That's found in Matthew 11:28. The striving he calls us to isn't meant to crush us. It's meant to transform us. It's not about earning our way in, but about becoming the kind of people who can enter. So let 2025 be a year of purposeful perseverance. Let it be a year where every setback pushes us not away from God, but toward Him. Let it be a year when we don't just seek, but truly strive. Door may be narrow, but it leads to life abundant, and that makes every struggle worth it. Amen? Let's pray. Father God, as we stand at the beginning of this new year, we come before you with hearts both humbled and hopeful. We acknowledge that the path you've called us to walk isn't always easy, but the door you've asked us to enter isn't always wide. Lord, give us the strength not just to seek, but to strive. When setbacks come, and we know they will, help us to see them not as obstacles that block our path, but as tools in your hands, shaping us to fit through that narrow door. Grant us discernment to recognize the urgency of your call. Keep us from the complacency that says there's always tomorrow. Give us the courage to act today, to press forward today, to choose you today. When we feel worn down by repeated challenges, remind us that your grace is sufficient. When the door seems too narrow, help us identify and release whatever it is that makes it hard for us to enter, whether it's pride, bitterness, worldly attachments, or fear. Father, we ask for perseverance of Job, the faith of Abraham, the courage of Esther, and the devotion of Paul. But most of all, we ask for more of your Holy Spirit, who helps us in our weakness and guides us toward that narrow door. May each setback draw us closer to you rather than push us away. May each challenge refine our faith rather than diminish it. May each difficulty make us more determined, not more discouraged. Thank you that while the door is narrow, it does remain open. Thank you that while the path is difficult, we don't have to walk it alone. Thank you that while you call us to strive, you also promise to give us rest. Lord, make 2025 a year of purposeful perseverance, not just enduring, but becoming, not just surviving, but being transformed, not just seeking, but truly striving towards you. In Yeshua's name, amen. Well, I hope this message has been both challenging and encouraging to you. As you do life this week, think about how you will respond to setbacks as well as successes. Grow in your relationship with the Lord, and may there be shalom in your home.